Sean. I welcome you to tonight's shiur. Mount Sinai Beis Medrash offers a variety of learning opportunities, including many shiur. One of them is the Daf Yomi shiur, where we, along with thousands of yidden across the globe, learn every daf, every day, morning and evening. We are now holding the conclusion of the Sechus Balakama, which I will now be deciding.
It's a cup of to be here. The place that's not only Malcolm Tiller, but Malcolm Tiller as well. Baruch Hashem, there are many shuls in different neighborhoods. The place that's Malcolm Tiller, is a kiyas for learning. It's a place of tremendous hashivas, and I hope it's Hashem that should be desired to increase the learning. I'm proud to be a little piece of the learning that takes place in this place. You're going to say the Nezikim in the Daf, and they ask me to speak regarding the Aseret Meshuva. So where is the Aragaba Hashava from saying the Nezikim to Aseret Meshuva? Only one thing. The Melech Hayek Sagako Mishpat switches to Melech Mishpat. So that's my topic for tonight. As you know, we make certain Shinuyim in the Aseret Meshuva. Ruba de Ruba, the Shinuyim are not Ma'akiv. We forget the Sefer, we don't repeat Shmei Esrei. The only thing we repeat Shmei Esrei is we make a mistake and say, Hakel HaKadosh, Mokem HaMelech HaKadosh, that's not Hakim, nothing else is not. It's not really true according to the Mechaber. The Mechaber Shulchan Aruch holds that the change from Melech Hayim to Melech HaMishpat to Melech HaMishpat is also not Hakim. It's a Shinui in the Mechaber HaRoch. Just like the Kiel HaKadosh and Melech HaKadosh. And the Mechaber Shulchan Aruch holds that you have to repeat Shmei Esrei. If you split and say Melech Hayim Tzedakah HaMishpat instead of Melech HaMishpat, you have to correct yourself like a Yibur. You have to repeat Shmei Esrei. Fortunately for us Ashkenazim, the Ramah disagrees. The Ramah says that it's not Ma'akim. The Ramah is kind of appears to be that what's the big shinoi in the matveya? He's saying Melech, he's saying Mishpat. He's saying Melech Hayim Tzedakah Mishpat, Melech HaMishpat. It's not such a shinoi gadol that it should be ma'akiv in the bracha. Tonight I'd like to be ma'asvir, I'd like to explain to you the shita samchar, the shita that holds that it is a shinoi gadol, it is a shinoi ha'ma'akiv. It's certainly we even Ashkenaz has passed like the Rabbah, otherwise we'd have to not daydream P.S. HaMelech HaKadosh, which is not very easy. And like this, we shouldn't daydream, but at least you don't repeat Shmei Esrei, it's we say Ahavitzar. But still, there's a shikur, there's a change, we change. Melech Hayetzar, Mishpat, Melech Hayetzar. What is the view, or what is the Hezbollah in the change? I'd like to explain it. Not only explain it, but explain that it's the geya to the itzumai of Yom Leirah. It's the geya to the itzumai Klal Yisrael was Alan Musa. It was, certainly, the Mishpat HaSanhedrin. The Mishpat HaSanhedrin is the court system. The court system is the Sanhedrin, the Sanhedrin of Canada, the Abadidinim, Shaykhim, Shaykhim, Itelacha. What is Mishpat HaSanhedrin? It's a Mishpat by the book. And the rules, there are sets of rules, there are modernated rules. The rules are what you pass in some skills, from the certain conditions, Hanukkah, sometimes double head, a masik, a dina, when a masik is high, when a masik is potter. A mishpat as an engine is a by the book mishpat. It's a mishpat that works with the rules of the imams, the imams, the Klal Yisrael, it works with Baba Kama, Baba Metzia, Baba Bas, it works with the rules that we have what we would expect. That's not a change. It says it was a second track of mishpat. Which he calls the Mishpat HaMelech. We know, not me a little bit, you can just read the storybooks, you know that the kings sat in judgment. The king sat in judgment, everyone knows. The two women fighting over a baby came to Shlomo HaMelech. But they got to Shlomo HaMelech, they go to Sanhedrin, go to the desert. If you learn David, you know that David HaMelech sat in Mishpat. When Avshalom wanted to stir up rebellion against David, Avshalom goes, where do you go? Do you want to make trouble? You go to the Baidin. When David passed it, so whoever lost, Avshalom told him, you were right. If I would have been the king, you would have won. David sat, he did. David sat, he passed it. Shemalah sat, he passed it. What's the Mishnah? Nothing to do with Mishpat HaSanhedrin. The Mishpat HaMelech, says the Rambam, the Melech has a right to take into account Klal Yisrael, the Kinyan, the guessing judgment. Things that have to do with the individual's unique circumstances. We understand that if someone steals because he hates his neighbor, so just to bother him, he steals something. And someone else steals, there's a lady who has to feed her children, he has no milk and no food for the children, she goes and steals. So we understand that the Rabbi Shalom is not the same. The Chaymer, someone who steals because of Sima, and someone who steals because of Rachmanis and our children, it's not the same Chaymer of Allah. But in Mishpat HaSanhedrin, it's exactly the same. You are the Sanhedrin, it's the same Mishpat. So, to pay back. Under certain circumstances, you have to pay careful. Under certain circumstances, you have to not. Mishpat HaSanhedrin is not taking into account the unique circumstances that took place. The Melech, who's the Isha Tzibur of Klal Yisrael, he has the kayach to do things in the Mishpat that are based on circumstances, that are based on unique circumstances that are based on a person who's involved with the tzibur, just like you have a president has a power to pardon. The melech has a power to pardon. The melech has that kaya. The mishpat ha-melech is a personal mishpat. It's not the same as the mishpat ha-melech. We have to find in that. We find more than once. And you understand, Nach doesn't really have the case that came to the Melech. But we find Nasan Anavi brings to the Melech a case of a rich man who had a neighbor that was poor. The rich man had thousands of sheep, flocks of sheep. And the poor man had one sheep that slept with him in his home. He didn't have a barn. And one day the rich man had guests. And he was too cheap to spend his own money. He went and took his neighbor's sheep and shepherded it and fed it to the guests. So Nasan Anavi comes to David and he says, Paskin. Paskin. David Paskin said, Mopes Alishahu, that was Hayabisa. Hayabisa. He's dealing with sheep of Hayabisa, and I'm going to find that in the Rambam. But Kafid and Sairah of Klal Yisrael, the Melech has a right to Paskin, that someone who does begins Chayav Misa. And David says, not to kill him. David says, not to kill him. Why? Not sure. But David understood that the Iranian, this Almana, deserved an Ahmad is that she should lose her second son. And I knew the Mishpat of the Melech is going to be the circumstances. It takes other things into account. This is what the Rav says. Thank you. Brooklyn to drive him the wrong way down along the street. I don't often drive the wrong way down along the street. It happened at one of the hostels in Leesburg. That area was still all Rose Castle around when it started. The area was all warehouses. We should have bought all the blocks there. It was all warehouses. It was all spray paint and graffiti. And I parked, and after the wedding, I'm driving. He says, he's going the wrong way, down the wrong way street. I showed him there's not a single wrong way sign up. As a matter of fact, there wasn't even a single sign still up. It was a place of urban life, nothing. So the policeman says, tell it to the judge. He says, you'll tell it to the judge. So I was afraid he's going to go to the building department and put up all my signs. So I got one of the bus drivers in the yeshiva to go the next day and take pictures of the four corners. I don't drive the wrong way. I really don't drive the wrong way down the wrong street. And so in shul, at some point, I don't remember under what context, but I mentioned this. So during the week, I got a call. Someone calls me, and he says to me, "What's your point?" So I took a look. I don't remember what it was. Let's say January 10th. What day is January 10th? January 10th? Okay. So he calls me back about a half an hour later. He says, January 10th is no good. I said, why? He said, you take it from me. January 10th is no good. Ask for a postponement. Okay. It sounds like he knows something. I don't know who the person was, but all right. So I ask for a postponement. So he calls me back a month later. He says, what's a new day? So I told him, March 22nd. So he says, I'll call you back. He calls me back. March 22nd is perfect. Nobody did anything of astrology. Nobody was diagnosed. So I come in on March 22nd. You know, I come in the morning. The way it works in Brooklyn, it used to work. You know, it was computerized. They had these big signs when you look in, you look to your name, it says which quarter you're going into. So then I go in. I walk into the quarter. Judge sitting there is a fellow that comes to the Navi Shir for the last 20 years. And he's sitting there. The way it works in Brooklyn is they all, like everyone sits and come up one at a time. So I had to sit down and wait, and I didn't go over and greet him and say anything. The fellow ahead of me was some dark-skinned individual who apparently doesn't go to the Navi Shir, so he's out there. And then I went up, and the policeman came up, and the policeman told the story, and I showed the pictures, and, well, you know, just said I was innocent. A waste of a good thing, because I knew he was innocent. So that happened to me. That's exactly the secret that I was talking about. Exactly. When we come in and event like that, we beg the Rabbi Yishlam, don't do a Mishpat HaSedeh. You never know. You don't know. They're going to put on the scale things they just forgot about. You don't know. We know that us one. We beg the Rabbi Yishlam, when it comes to the Yom HaDin, do a Mishpat HaMelech. Do a Mishpat HaMelech. It's hard for us to run my case. I'll tell you the Mishpat HaMelech. Baruch Ato Hashem Melech Oyei Tzedaka U'Mishpat. It's a Kaddish Baruch who loves the Mishpat HaSedei. Yeshiva Sheiteinu K'vari Shaina, that's what we're talking about. Yeshiva Sheiteinu K'vari Shaina means the Mishpat HaSedei. We change from Melech Oyei Tzedaka U'Mishpat to HaMelech U'Mishpat. You see, it's not the same. It's very different. Hamelach HaMishpat means that the Rebbeinu Shalom judges. Hashem is the Melach HaMishpat. We change Melach Oyeh Tzedaka HaMishpat to Melach HaMishpat because it means a different Mishpat. It means something else entirely. Without understanding this, you don't understand Tizakeinu da mishpata, da chamishta. He said, if we're not soliciting everybody in Shalayla, Tizakeinu da mishpata, da chamishta. That's exactly what we're talking about. The words of, the, of all of the, all of the, many of the designing, of many of the things we say in Ramadan, they take on a new meaning in the words. We want to develop the Rabbi Shalayla. This kesher of Ahava, this kesher of connection. That's the avodah. That's the avodah of these days. To be zayicha to melech hamishpat. How is one zayicha? To Ahava. So I need the daidi, the daidi, to an Ahava Hashem, an Ahava Sakayu, an Ahava Sanisus. The whole mosaic that the Maseros make sure we take our chumras is built on this idea. Built on this idea. The Yisoid Gadol in Ahava is that Ahava is connected to doing things you don't have to do for another person. But you have to do the other. Ahava is doing more. It's having a kesher, having a connection. That's everything is dependent on that. That is the bond. Another incident that happened to me that fits well, fits so perfectly with the words we say by Yehima. We as Kaddish Baruch Hu Sat Lo Shar Beis Yehima Shar. I'm going to tell you a nice thing that happened exactly 2095, 21, 22 years ago. Because we were putting up a shul. And at that time, I was involved with Rabbi Kassin of Sunday Academy. We were involved at the time trying to, whatever it was, trying to help him at the same time we were doing ourselves. And we had to go to a meeting, and I picked him up. He lives in 2 blocks away, 3 blocks away. So I picked him up, and Flatbush got a meeting on a buck. So he gets into the car. He says to me, do you mind making one stop along the way? I said, I don't mind. See, you want to see people know to go from Flatbush to Borough Park across Ocean Park. So, he says, when I get to Ocean Park, please to make a right. So, I have to make a right. Driving. Still driving. Finally, I get on the highway. I say, okay, Rabbi Aryeh, where are we going? He says, to me the following. He says, he, and if he still does, he then, it was something called Radio Free Europe. They gave him a name after the Iron Curtain fell, which is the American government pays for broadcasts into Russia, into the communist part of Europe. So they had a broadcast, and Rabbi had a 1 hour parsha shir that was broadcast every Thursday night into Russia. And this was Tuesday night or so. He said, again, this is before the internet. So he said he had to mail his cassette to Washington. It had to be mailed that day. And he says to me, he missed the post office. The post office is in Brooklyn, close at 5. He said, if you go through the tunnel, right on the other side of the tunnel, there's a big post office, and they are open to line. And we'll drop you off there. So I say to him, very nice, he's going to be the tunnel with him. Come there, and the shutters are rolled down. It's dark, like only a federal building could be dark. And I'm dark all around. I said, you see, it's not open. He says, we go around the back. In the back, they have these push bar doors. On the outside, you're running in handles. He says, take me to that door. Jumps out, he knocks on the door. On the other side, someone pushes it open. Back to the car, he says to me, you think this is the first time I came? Apparently, he knew someone on the other side, someone does the sorting inside, and the person knows, so listen for his knock on whatever, every Tuesday night. I told him, ah, that's Saf Lun Shah, Bishas offer somebody a lot of money. Rabbi, what are you going to do? You pay a little bit. You retire yourself. So make a down payment. That's my shiva. Every day is something. It bothers me. This time of the year, I hear Joshua's. I see written words, speeches that generally begin with the following words. It says, oh, it's going to be wrong again. Last year we said, we'll behave. This year we say, we'll behave. There will be a thousand of those with the same every year. Yeah, but it's such a pleasure. The same every year. It bothers me no way. You don't trust the system. The same every year. The same every year. I remember over my young man, come on, every dollar. Every improvement I did started with the other thing on. Remember when he was in Kabul, to be careful when I arrived. So then I was a kid. One year, I was in Kabul with a group. That we did not get a missing not a center by the end of the landing. And from then on, we did. We made all this every year. I don't say 6 every year. But a person can say, like, how do you look at such a person? You can go through 10 or 20 years. And say every year it comes and goes in the same. Well, it's not. It's such a time of opportunity. You don't make the couple. This will be sitting and say the words and you go on and it's kind of the same. You think, you know, do a small thing, it doesn't matter. So it doesn't matter. It was just a way on the scale. But if you have a cash of the body, you heard them. If you cash of the body, came young lady line and made a couple. Very small couple. The pop said, no. He used to say, that's too big. Very small couple. That year, when I was in a strong summer, I used to go to a Yashu Shir. I used to go to a Yashu Shir Shabbos. Shabbos said, there's nothing in a Shir. You think there are thousands of people, nothing to do. It was nice to have 50 people, maybe. But I used to go to a Gemara Shir. Since I got to Yisrael 2 Shabbos a year, I heard 2 Shiur and Brachis, and 2 on Shabbos, and 2 on Pesach, and like every Sefer, one block that I was there. So the Machabi means, and Rabbi comes from America, the Machabi means to sit next to the Rosh Hashanah. The Shiur is so. He's a Kabi. After the Shiur, he got a Muzah. Shabbos is a Muzah. In his later years, Rabbi Yashu became hard of hearing. He didn't hear well. And whatever the halacha reason is, we'll discuss a different time. But when Yashu, when he got in Shemayna Esrei, at that stage, David quite loud. He got in Shishir Lozen. He got in quite loud. I remember the first time. It happened, I'm standing there, Rabbi Yashu. And I'm trying to have Kabbalah in Shemayna Esrei, and Rabbi Yashu was davening. I'm very interested in hearing what he's saying. It was very distracting in the Shemayna Esrei, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So in the Shemayna Esrei, I decided, I'll just stay alone with him. I'll just stay alone with him. It's interesting, the second week, Rabbi Yisrael Arbas, as I guess it was there, Rabbi Yashu's son-in-law, so they actually gave him the seat closer to Rabbi Yashu instead of me. It's not because he's related. But they wouldn't be one over. And we downed Shemayna Esrei. I realized he was doing the same thing. That was Rabbi Yashu. No three said, wait up together. So I downed Rabbi Yashu. Rabbi Yashu is interesting. He downed like a person talks. He talked to somebody. Shemayna Esrei was pretty quick. Downed like you're talking to somebody. He's talking to Rabbi Yashu. But I noticed like 3 words. He says slowly and with kavanah. He said everything with kavanah, but slowly and with kavanah. Hamazah shenasa l'tzira. He said with kavanah. So that year, on Rosh Hashanah, as mekabel neder, when mekabel sali neder, a kavanah and posh from yesterday. 3 words I can hear, especially by the way you usually wake up. Anyway, my morning. So I was like, again, on the scale, I don't know how to do. But in the Kesher, the Rabbi Yishalai, the Professor of the Kabbalah, it needs something. It needs something. It's Rabbi Yishalai. It's Kashas, the Tiger of the Rabbi. Don't be a guru. It's a Rabbi. It's a Rabbi to be able to do what, shows this Kashas. Early in my rabbinic career, I had an incident that, for me, was a very formative incident. It happened on a Thursday night that one of the ladies in the shul called the kitchen shot. It's cooking the shot. It's some sort of kitchen shot. I don't remember the exact shot. But you're a day. That's it. I knew the answer. So I told her, the shot is subject of dispute. The place can say, I'm making the Yeshua Yavim Lismach, but I'm not here to talk about it. Apparently, she never went here again. She didn't know what I was talking about. She said, what does that mean? So, I tried to explain to her. Finally, in frustration, she says, just tell me what to do. Just tell me what to do, and I throw it out of my sermon. I was stuck. Okay, we should have been stuck. I pushed it around. I tried to say this or that. I don't remember the words I said. And finally, she said in a threatening tone, when my husband comes home, he'll call you. You know, what bothered me the most is I knew somebody else was in the same shadow. I still don't know what to do. So I decided that shadow I speak before the meeting. I got up to speak. I told everyone what happened. What do you want me to say? You want me to tell you Yeshua Sabir? Or should I tell you Tavala Bracha? So you know, you can stand in the shul with 100 people, and yes, the question, because they're blind. So every shul is more convenient, Rabbi Hashem has. And he got up, stood up, he says, if it's a potato, put it on your servant. A broccoli going to throw in the garbage. So that sort of opened up the floor, and people on this side said like this, and people on that said English, but the volume of the show is Muslim, it's Muslim. Arguing that, and quiet. So to quiet it down, I told them what I think. What I think, that's really, I don't rush into that. Shulchan Aruch has a list of things that are Zutr, Asr, Potter, Achai. Yeah, certainly Shulchan Aruch in our clarity room. So it's a big list of things that are called Hidr Mitzvah, Zvizanagim, that are called Matatah Bracha, Yeshmain after all. There's a list of them. Why are they here? What kind of book of war is that? Okay, you think the New York and the Muncie Wars, you know, you park. 15 feet from the fire hydrant, mother. 8 feet, exhausted. 8 to 15, and half a double of life. There's such a book of rules. It's a list of things where a person can show Namas Hashem. Namas Hashem. A person who goes to the Baruch Shalom and wants everything according to Shura Sabin is Yeshua Kibbutz, mother.